This is the local VK5 news segment.
G'day everyone, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's Northeast Radio Club news. Now the buy and sell last Sunday was a great success, with over 70 buyers attending. Many bargains were found and many snags were consumed. So thanks go out to Tony, VK5FBIC, Graham, VK5GM, Gary, VK5SIX, Brian, VK5VI, Bob, VK5AK, and David, VK5MDF for their efforts, which made the buy and sell an outstanding success. And just remember, there's only 12 months until the next one. Friday night's tech night was an in-depth description of the VHF linked repeater network in the southeast, and this was given by Brian, VK5VI. There was a lot of work that went into setting up this network, so many thanks, Brian, for this very interesting lecture. And don't forget that today on the Houghton repeater, 146.850 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, there will be the next Northeast Radio Club Amateurs Technical Segment at 3:30 p.m. And today's lecture will be about the development of radar. And here now is the news you've all been waiting for. And next Friday's fifth Friday lunch is at the Clovercrest Hotel, 450 Montague Road, Modbury North, at noon. So look out for the seniors menu. The lamb's fry and bacon looks really good. So get to the Clovercrest Hotel next Friday at noon for the fifth Friday lunch. Well, that's all for this week. Keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Hi, this Graham, VK5GN. After quite an extended time offline, the Club UHF 70cm repeater has been brought back to life utilizing Yaesu DR2C4FM equipment kindly donated by Graham, VK5GN. Output frequency is 439.875 MHz with a minus 5 MHz offset, power level of 25W. Antenna is a pair of phased folded dipoles fed via a duplexer and mounted approx 25M on the mast pointing west. Coverage reports so far are quite encouraging. Although capable of operating both C4FM digital and FM analog modes at present, it is locked to C4FM and FM input with straight analog FM output. No tone is required at this stage, but you are encouraged to have your radio ready with a 91.5 Hz tone in case it is required down the track. Thanks go to the team for all the effort required to get the whole repeater project off the ground and operational.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We had a number of students who were unable to attend last foundation license training and assessment sessions due to other commitments. So the training group is running another session on Saturday the 31st of May starting at 8:30. The training will be held at the Urbray High School on the corner of Cross and Fullerton Roads. In addition to the foundation license training, we'll be running examinations in the morning for those wanting to upgrade their licenses. If you or someone you know would like to attend, please have them contact me by email, vk5ph@wia.org.au, or by phone 0418803177. That was 0418803177, so that I can supply them with more information. Thanks.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Wow, in just 2 weeks' time, we will be pouring into the Scout Hall in Margaret Street here in Mount Gambier for our annual convention. Of course, the Australian Fox Hunting Championships will have started on the Saturday morning and will be continuing on the Sunday. All the usual attractions will be there, and the door prize, which has been very generously donated by Guy from VK Radio, will be an SDR receiver which is worth approximately $250. One big piece of news is that Guy will be bringing along what I believe will be the only example in Australia of the new Yaesu FDX1 HF 6 metre 144 and 430 meg radio for our convention patrons to have a look at. Be one of the first in Oz to get hands on with this brand new radio. It will not be for sale as it's the only one in the country at this point. The dinner raffle will feature two HF wire antennas which have been provided by Bushcom Antennas from Western Australia. Of course, there will be the usual homebrew competition. You will be entering your favourite project in the comp for the chance to win some nice prizes, won't you? And of course, the famous Sunday night dinner will again be one of the main attractions. Have you booked for the dinner yet? If not, you need to email Tim at surgeconvention@gmail.com. That's surgeconvention, all one word lowercase, @gmail.com. The cost is a very reasonable $25 per head. There will be a guest speaker later in the afternoon, along with the presentation of the Fox Hunt trophies and other prizes. For all the latest on our convention, Google surge.org.au and click on the conventions heading and then Convention 2025. In other news, we held a working bee at our club rooms last weekend. In part, it was to mow the grass on the southern side of the building, but that had to be deferred because of rain. We pulled the club's new trailer out of the shed, and after checking a few things, it was discovered that while the solar panels were putting out the right amount of current and power, it was not getting to the batteries. It is suspected that there is a broken wire or a faulty connector. A new stabiliser leg has been ordered, as the trailer only came with one, and while all this was being done, some good ideas were offered for consideration. Andrew, VK5MAS, turned up with a pole saw and a thumping big tandem trailer and set to pruning some of the antenna-eating trees in the car park. Thanks to Andrew, we can now park under the trees and go home with our antennas intact. Others who helped on the day were Peter, VK5BE, Andrew, VK5VKC, Nick, VK5NJS, and Maxwell, VK5AC. That's all I have for you this week, and so the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. On June the 4th at 10 a.m. at McLaren Vale's Visitor Centre, we're having a morning coffee catch-up. Hope to see you there. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club, and all is welcome.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.